This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's waiting for you. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. Let's get out to the phones. Talk to Kevin Allstreger, USA Today Ravens Wire. Kevin, what's happening, bud?
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's been a rough 48 hours. I guess even a little less than that now. Ravens lose to the Steelers. Their offseason begins, and honestly, a disappointing season comes to a disappointing end at the hand of a rival.
Now, a lot of fans, as you know, would like to see John Harbaugh, 86th Cundiff, if you will, as head coach of the team. I don't see that happening. But Zach Gore's the other guy that a lot of Ravens fans want to see on the chopping block and have for a year and a half, now two seasons. What do you see the outcome being there eventually with Zach Gore as defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I guess if there was a coordinator that they were to move on from, you know, if they do decide to keep John Harbaugh, which, again, a lot of the reports are indicating that that will probably be the case. Again, anything can happen here, but I feel like Zach Gore would be the one, and not Todd Monken. It's been 2 years of extremely slow starts on defense, and, you know, they end up getting it together in some way, shape, or form, but the problem this year that it wasn't as dominant of a, hey, we're getting it together performance as we saw last season, where last year they turned into one of the best defenses in the league over the second half of the season, and like they were really, really humming. But this year, while they did get better in a lot of categories, you know, run defense-wise and red zone, third down, you know, there were still a lot of flaws that this team had defensively, missed tackles, you know, pass defense, them playing off coverage a bunch. Like, I think that you can't afford to have stuff like that. So for Zach Gore, you know, he's a young coach, he's a young coordinator, he's still learning things, but, you know, the Ravens just don't have that luxury right now. They don't have the luxury of time to, you know, let Zach Gore continue to figure it out and risk, again, a third straight year of all that happening. So I personally will bring in a guy with more experience at that position.
I'm glad you mentioned the defense there, because, you know, lost in the whole Tyler Loop dramatic finish was the fact that the defense, you know, couldn't get multiple stops in the fourth quarter. And I know Kyle Hamilton wasn't out there, and that's a big loss. Anytime you lose a player of that caliber, you're worse off for it. But to be that much worse off for it, what does it say about this Baltimore defense that one guy's removed and all hell breaks loose?
I think it's a really good point, because, yeah, you're right. Like, Kyle Hamilton's a huge piece, and you know, he's a guy that you're going to miss, and you're going to feel that absence. But I think it shows that, like, especially from a roster construction perspective, just wasn't good enough this year. And the pass rush in particular, where, you know, it was bad all year pass rush-wise. They never had that guy. And, you know, the roster, them going into the year with, you know, what I thought was a decent room, but, you know, you had guys take a step back. And, you know, on the interior, now Medibike goes down. That's a really big loss, and I understand that. But, you know, pass rush is a really big foundation for a lot of teams, and it's been a foundation for Baltimore for a lot of years. And, you know, this year for them, felt like there were a lot of quarterbacks that had a lot of time to throw the football. And, you know, in the secondary, you can only cover for so long. And, you know, Hamilton masks a lot. He does a lot. But one player going out like that, while, you know, your defense is going to get worse, I mean, I had zero confidence in that unit over the course of the rest of the game. And, you know, unfortunately, they proved me right.
We got a lot of free agents coming up here this offseason. 16 unrestricted free agents are going to hit the open market. We know the big names. I mean, Tyler Linderbaum's probably at the top of the list. You could throw Isaiah Likely up there, but maybe that's already been settled because of the Andrews deal. But what about two guys that came over midseason? Draymond Jones for the pass rush, Alohi Gilman on the back end at safety. You see either one of these guys coming back, maybe both?
I would see one. I mean, I would be okay with Draymond Jones coming back. I thought he showed a lot with, you know, him coming in. He's a guy that can win one-on-one, and that's something the Ravens really struggled with, where, you know, they had to use a lot of blitzes, you know, use Kyle Hamilton up at the line a lot. But that one-on-one guy, they lacked. And I thought that Draymond Jones did an okay job at that. I mean, I thought he played pretty well coming over. So I'd be totally fine with him coming back and, you know, not having him be your number one pass rusher or anything, but, you know, having him as a piece to utilize. Gilman, I personally would not. I wasn't very impressed with him this year, to be honest. He had a couple of big plays. You know, he did have some moments, but the missed tackles were pretty bad all season from him. And, you know, that was an area that the whole team struggled with. I'm not trying to pin it on Gilman or anything, because it was a team effort there. But I think that he did a good job of filling a role for Kyle Hamilton where they needed to move him around. Gilman comes in and allowed Hamilton to do that. But I think that, you know, that is probably like the role that Gilman played. I think you can get somebody else in that can help you a little more. And, you know, maybe that's just Ardarius, who also is a free agent, Ardarius Washington, and they bring him back and have him fill that role that Gilman had. I know he was coming off the injury, but sometimes it takes some time to get back to form. And I think that with, you know, another offseason for Ardarius, maybe he can be that guy that fills in that role next year.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, last thing for you with Lamar Jackson and the contract and hopefully a renegotiation. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being Luke and Laura, how big of a soap opera is this thing going to be in the offseason? Or it will be a nothing to see here. Please disperse. Let's move on to the next order of business here.
Man, I think that there could be some fireworks. And I don't know what that looks like, but I'll give it a 6 out of 10. I don't think it's going to get like crazy. Like, well, the first time this happened, it was all over the place. But I think that the fact that he's not a free agent, there's no franchise tag, I think it'll be a little less crazy than the first time around. But, you know, at the end of the day, you need to get that number down. I think that's priority number one. And, you know, this is something that they need to get it done by the first day of free agency. Because remember, the first time, they essentially lost out on that free agency because Lamar's cap hit was so high they couldn't do anything. So, you know, you need to get that done. So I'll give it a 6.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. It's the Ravens Wire. Kevin, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it, Kevin Allstriker. We'll come back with the whip around. And then it's Notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. Your phone calls got Nolan's Dirty Dozen. We got a jam-packed next 45 minutes. And then coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, Nolan, it's all about the people. Except when we count money with buy or sell. But everyone, you want to get in here. Noon is your time. If you want to stick around, you're more than welcome to do so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up?
snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Quickly fires a three. Off balance, fading right.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scimpone on the other side of the glass. That was Emmanuel Quickley hitting a three. That's TSN on the call. As the Toronto Raptors, who are quietly having a really good year based on their last couple of seasons, where they were the exact opposite of that, 118-110, or 100 rather, over Atlanta. Quickley, 16 points, 5 boards, and an assist. The Baltimore kid, John Carroll, McDonald's All-American, went to the University of Kentucky. Atlanta. News coming out of there is that Trae Young is working with the Hawks on a possible trade. And apparently the Wizards are one of the teams that could be interested in his services, trying to unload C.J. McCollum. Because the last thing I want to see him do, personally, is trade Bob Carrington there, because they have Dyson Daniels, Atlanta does, who's a good young guard. And they have Johnson, and we talked about 00 as well. They got a good nucleus. But Trae Young, I don't know, man. There's a high-volume shooter who can be a high-volume scorer if the shots are falling. Shot selection kind of a problemo for him at times.
He stinks.
Okay.
I don't think he's that good of a player. How many of those anonymous player surveys has he been voted most overrated in the league?
A bunch of times.
And I don't know what his personality's like. Maybe that's part of it. But just watching him play, it's not there. He's not the star that scoops everyone else up around him and raises all tides. He's a volume shooter. If it's fallen, you win some games. If not, you're worse off than an average player. I don't know what the motivation would be for Washington there. I mean, unless it's coming with draft picks, but that doesn't strike me as the typical, all right, eat this salary, we'll give you draft picks. That's kind of what the Wizards have been doing for years now.
Yeah.
Is that we'll take on the contract if we get what we want. No, yeah. That's a non-starter for
me. And that's not an expiring contract either. That's a long-term, you're committed to him for many years. But we'll watch it all unfold. But the bottom line is it looks like Trae Young's days in Atlanta are done. Boston or Chicago last night, 115-101. Kevin Huerter, former Terp, 8 points, 3 boards there. Jalen Smith, sticks. Baltimore guy, also from Maryland, Mount St. Joe. Sat that one out with a concussion. Josh Giddey's out for a while as the Bulls are on the struggle bus right now. Simons, had 27 for Boston. Charlotte, OKC, they're talking about struggle bus. They've kind of taken a seat in the middle of it. 124-97, Hornets over the Thunder. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, 11 points and 2 boards there. Brandon Miller had 28 for the Hornets. And it was the Clippers over Golden State, 103-102. Pat Spencer, Loyola Greyhound, as a boys Latin local kid, got the old DNP. Steve Kerr got the heave-ho for arguing a goaltending call that wasn't called. Kawhi Leonard, vintage game for him, 24-12-5. NHL last night, Caps over the Ducks, 7-4. His kid Skudriff or Skrodriff or whatever his name is, he had 3-goal hat trick and 2 assists. Capitals will host the Stars coming up tomorrow in a battle of 2 of the top teams. In the NHL, we've talked about the college football playoffs resume on Thursday, Miami against Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl, and then on Friday night, Oregon against Indiana, rematch of their early game. That's in the Peach Bowl. It is the whip around here. Orioles sign or claim John Kenzie Noel off waivers from Cleveland. His first game is against the Orioles. I think his first at bat, he had like a 500-foot homer off Grayson Rodriguez. Hit a big homer for them, the Guardians, in the playoffs that year, 2024. But a lot of Ks, and 327 at-bats, 9 doubles, 19 homers, 41 ribbies, but 113 strikeouts was DFA. The Orioles got him. He's only 24 years old, right-handed power stick. Where he fits in, nobody knows, but this is a low risk, high reward.
Yeah.
Acquisition for the Birds.
Well, it's not often you're talking about a 24-year-old as a reclamation project.
Right.
But here we are. I think even with the O'Neill thing and him taking up a spot on this roster, I think you had room for another cheap reclamation project. Still pretty slim odds that he makes the team, in my opinion. But there is the Albernaz connection from Cleveland. Maybe that played a big role in it. And at the end of the day, it's a waiver claim. I mean, there's nothing. Don't get too high about it. Don't get too low about it. It is what it is.
Hey, it could be Eloy Jimenez part two.
If he makes the roster and he's a situational guy and hits a couple big bombs throughout the course of the season that are timely and good, great. But, I mean, he's not going to be an everyday player.
Yeah, his nickname's Big Christmas Noel.
So maybe one of the better nicknames in the league.
Yes, it is. And this day in Ravens history, today's January the 6th, M&T Bank Stadium, wild card round of the NFL playoffs 2013. The Ravens beat the Colts 24-9. Joe Flacco, 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Dennis Pitta, 1 to Anquan Boldin. Vontae Leach rushed for a TD. Bernard Pierce rushed for 103 yards, replacing Ray Rice, who fumbled twice in that game. Paul Kruger had 2.5 sacks. As the Ravens advanced to the divisional round, where they would take on Denver. But John Harbaugh, case in point, a guy that does not like fumbles. And Ray Rice fumbled twice. He pined it, and Bernard Pierce helped carry the load. It turned out to be the last home game for Ed Reed and Ray Lewis.
The proper send-off. At the time, we thought, all right, we win this one, but odds are still against them when they have to go to Denver in the next week. We know what happened from there. As great as Flacco's playoff run was, and everyone remembers the statistics, however many touchdowns, no picks.
11.
Great run. The seeds for that run were planted in that game. Not just, oh, he had a couple touchdowns, but the manner in which he threw some of those touchdowns and some of the jump balls that he was throwing to Anquan. It's not like that came out of nowhere. That was part of Anquan's game the entire time. But I think in that moment, that planted the seed in Joe's head, like, we got to ride this guy. Like, any on the fence pad, just throw it up and let him bring it down. And then for the rest of the run, that was all Boldin. His touchdowns in the Patriots game, just beating the defender one-on-one. incredible stuff.
Yeah, and then Jacoby Jones had the great Super Bowl and the Mile High Miracle. Some rookie kicker kicked a game-winning field goal. We'll get into that next week. But when we come back, notes from the North, what's going on in the division. Regular season is over. We'll talk to Will Graves from the AP about the Steelers, division champs, hosting a playoff game on Monday night. Charlie Goldsmith from Charlie's Chalkboard on Substack about the end of the Bengals season. 3 years in a row, they missed the playoffs, but Zach Taylor still has a job. Unlike Cleveland, where Emma Golden's going to tell us why Kevin Stefanski got the heave-ho. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi. It's Vinny and Haney here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And one of the teams involved is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Notes from the North, we do it every Tuesday. Last one of the year since, you know, the season's over and all that fun stuff. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi, Vinny's on vacation. All of our guests are brought to us by the Window Nation Guest Hotline, and we'll start it off appropriately enough. In Pittsburgh, he's with the Associated Press. Talk about those division champion Steelers. Will Graves. Will, Happy New Year, and how are you feeling today?
Happy New Year, guys. And, you know, it's actually kind of warm here today, and the sun came out for 5 minutes, so which is unusual this time of year. So, yeah, we're doing all right in Pittsburgh.
All right, let me ask you this, because as you would figure, a lot of smoke fucking, you know, venom flying towards the Ravens organization after the miss by Tyler Loop. If Tyler Loop had made that field goal, what would the last 48 hours have been like in Pittsburgh with the fans?
Probably
there?
Just as uncomfortable as the last 48 hours and in really sort of the near future are in Baltimore. It's, you know, it's funny. Mike Tomlin pulled out an all-timer at the end of his thing on – I basically asked that same question, you know, sort of how thin is the margin here? And he said, you know, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle, right?
Right.
that's just kind of where it – I mean, you know, it is crazy how the narratives can turn on, you know, one or two things. It's sort of insane. I mean, look, the Steelers – like they tried to fumble the division away in Cleveland. They tried to fumble the division away like two or three times in the fourth quarter on Sunday. And, you know, now they, you know, they're at home on a Monday night where they've been really successful for the last 30 plus years against a team that is really good, but has never won a road playoff game in franchise history. So, you know, the optimism is pretty high, but you know what? A week from now, they lose on Monday night to the Texans. The conversations you guys are having in Baltimore, they'll just be having here.
Now, Will, in regards to DK Metcalf, who missed the last two games of the regular season, he gets a reprieve. So how relieved is he that the Steelers made the playoffs as he felt the wrath of Sheriff Goodell in the league after that incident in, what was it, Detroit? Now, how motivated do you think he's going to be to come out here? You know, he does have some level of playoff experience against Houston coming up on a Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he said that basically once Loop missed that kick, he literally got in his car and drove to the stadium so he could celebrate, you know, because he was sort of banned. The ban ended at the end of that, or his suspension, two-game suspension, ended at the end of the game. So he was allowed to sort of be back with the team in sort of a formal capacity. So, you know, he's feeling good. I mean, and I think that, you know, the Steelers, when you look at what they were able to do on Sunday night, although you could draw – a direct line from the moment that Kyle Hamilton left with a concussion to when Aaron Rodgers started looking like 2016 Aaron Rodgers, right? And they threw for 294 yards without DK Metcalf. And to be honest with you, if you look at the last three games before his suspension, I mean, the offense had started to get it going with him. The Texans, obviously a very different animal, you know, the best defense in the league and deservedly so, and going to be a different challenge, but you know, the Steelers, I think that they feel they have a puncher's chance. And, you know, if you're looking for hope, I mean, I heard a lot of people talking about, you know, after the game the other night, the Mike Vanderjack missing the field goal with the Colts after Bettis' fumble in like the 05 playoffs, right? And how did those playoffs end? It ended with the Steelers, you know, winning the Super Bowl. I'm not ready to go there by any stretch, but, you know, they kind of got what they wanted. There's no Patrick Mahomes. There's no Lamar Jackson. They're going to avoid they would avoid Josh Allen until the AFC Championship game were they to get that far. So they're going to be facing C.J. Stroud, who's, you know, doesn't have a proven playoff record yet. And then depending on how things go, they'd either have like Bo Nix or they'd have, you know, Drake May, who they've already beaten this season. So, I think that they think that they have a puncher's chance. And, you know, Rodgers said it the other night, a little belief can go a long way with this team. And right now they're feeling good. But, you know, it is crazy, like, how thin and how narrow the margins are. Because if it goes the other way, you guys are talking about, hey, man, we survived the season from hell and we're in the playoffs. Lamar's feeling pretty good and we think we got a chance. And it's basically the same place. It's basically that's exactly what they're saying here.
So Steelers not done yet, obviously, but for the regular season, if we want to put a bow on that, how would you evaluate the rookie class? You know, Derek Harmon at the forefront, obviously, but from there, I'm seeing, a third-round pick.
Jack Sawyer, outside linebacker, you know, had to play quite a bit late in the season as with T.J. Watt had his, you know, his dry-needling mishap. So Jack got in and was a pretty effective player, was noticeable a couple of times on Sunday night. Caleb Johnson, you know, they had him as a kick returner in week two against the Seahawks, and he let a ball kind of dribble by him, and the Seahawks recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown. And that was basically the nail in the – I mean, he was used a little bit sporadically after that. But and I'll be honest with you, like I was probably on here. If we pulled up stuff from August, I'm pretty sure that I said, hey, by week six, I expect Caleb Johnson to be the starting running back. And that has not been the case. And part of that has been, you know, Kenny Gainwell and Jalen Warren have both been so good together. There's not a lot of touches to go around. But, yeah, he's been a disappointment. Y.A. Black, their rookie defensive tackle, has been okay. A project, but a big body project, which is the kind that they can deal with and enjoy. So I think in general the class is okay, but Derek Harmon certainly seems to be, you know, provided he can stay healthy, certainly seems to be the best of that group and might be the guy that's sort of the successor in the lineage, you know, the defensive line lineage that goes from, you know, Cam Hayward back to Brett Keisel to Casey Hanson and so on.
Now, this might be the toughest question of the day. If you give me a read on Aaron Rodgers beyond what's going to happen here in this playoff run, let's say, you know, you beat the Texans. There's a little mini playoff run here. There's a new life to the Steelers organization finally getting over the hump and winning a playoff game. I know a lot of it's dependent on him. Retirement questions are going to circulate again. But would the Steelers be willing to wait maybe kind of close to how long they waited this past offseason for him to make up his mind at that point?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We sort of pressed him on it, you know, on last week because we weren't sure whether this was going to be his last game in Pittsburgh or not. And, you know, he made it a point to say that, you know, it's always hard the first year you're in a system. But, and he pointed to like when Matt LaFleur took over with the Packers. And in 2019, he said I was quote unquote a game manager. And then in 21, I was the MVP. Basically, and then he talks about how I might have an option, or I'd like to think I have an option or two if I want to play. If you put those two things together, where's the only place in the world where he would be in his second year in a system, right? it's the Steelers. And I mean, look, if they win a game or two, their first round spot drops another notch or two or three. And this draft class doesn't look maybe as you know, mind-blowing as it looked a year ago. Part of that's due to on-field performance, and part of that's because some of these college kids are figuring out, why do I want to go to the NFL when I can make $4 or $5 million staying in Texas or staying somewhere else and play maybe fewer games against in more inferior competition? So maybe they're going to get their guy, their next franchise QB in the 26th draft. Maybe that doesn't happen now. And if they decide that that's sort of where they're at, then yeah, I can absolutely see a scenario where Aaron plays. However, you know, if I was him, how often do you want to tempt fate? You know, like Favre came back 1 year too many. Brady came back, you know, they were okay Brady's last year, but he was not quite the same and they weren't the same. If they can win a game, maybe even two games, and he plays pretty well. Sometimes you just, like, that's probably about as graceful as an exit as you're going to get, and maybe that's what I would do.
Will Graves, Associated Press, covers the Steelers. Will, we appreciate the time as always. I can't say good luck to the Steelers, born and raised in Baltimore. You know how that rolls. But, you know, good luck to you personally. I hope your season continues with great joy and promise here.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
All right, here's Will. And by the way, if Rodgers does retire, Flacco has to go to Pittsburgh and finishes out the division. But let's now go to Cleveland from ESPN Radio. Browns did make a move with their head coach as Kevin Stefanski was relieved of his duties. He's Emmett Golden. Emmett, first of all, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us as well. And on a stun level for you, Stefanski rates where? A guy that was a two-time coach of the year, but also has you know, had to navigate through some rough times quarterback-wise and at the bottom of the standings.
Yeah, I was not very surprised at all. If somebody had to go down for the last 2 years, you know, and obviously that I think the front office and ownership has never made things easy for Kevin Stefanski, somebody had to pay for it. So I wasn't very surprised when I saw that Kevin was fired yesterday.
Now, Andrew Berry's sticking around, and we just got done talking to our Steelers friend here, and I was asking him about their draft class. Well, this Browns draft class this year, I mean, it's early, but man, I mean, hitting on pretty much almost everybody or everyone at least involved to some aspect. Too soon to say, or maybe not too soon, best class of Andrew Berry's tenure?
Oh, by far, and I actually believe it is the reason why Andrew Berry didn't get fired yesterday, along with Kevin Stefanski, is when you draft a guy who's going to be Defensive Player of the Year and Carson Schlesinger, Pro Bowl alternate, should have been a Pro Bowler straight up. Harold Fannin Jr. was amazing at the tight end position. We don't even talk about Mason Graham, who is awesome on the defensive line, and, you know, as great as Myles Garrett is, I think, you know, he kind of helped Miles a little bit by taking up some blocks. So this was an amazing, amazing draft. And that's not even counting either of the quarterbacks. Who knows if those either of those guys work out. But quarterbacks aside, this was a grand slam of a draft for Andrew Berry.
You know, the national perspective of the Browns, it's not great, you know, and people look at a 5-12 record this year, even with some of those rookie performances, and they say, well, it's same old Browns, right? But again, based on this young talent that's entered the organization, not giving up on Shador quite yet. Maybe they give up on Gabriel, but everyone's talking about quarterback. Is it as simple as if they just got not a great quarterback or an elite, but a game manager quarterback, an average at best quarterback, that could be something that has them hovering around 500 at the end of a season? Is it really just as simple as one guy here?
We've been saying it for years that the Browns need average quarterback play. That's it. Look, everybody would love to have John Elway, you know, but if you just had a guy that didn't lose the game for you, you know, that could get you in and out, you know, of good and bad situations when they walk to the line of scrimmage, that this team would be in it every year. Maybe not Super Bowl contenders, but they'd be in it for the division. They just haven't been able to find that. And you look at Kevin Stefanski, had a great year with Baker, obviously went to the playoffs. Baker stuff doesn't work out. He took five different quarterbacks and won 11 games one year, which really, to me, is the most impressive thing I've ever seen from a head coach. But if they just had a guy that didn't turn the ball over, you know, and made a play here or there, then I think Browns fans would be really happy about that.
And my last thing for you, as the Browns look for a new head coach, where does Baltimore's own Jim Schwartz fit into the mix, if he does at all?
He is definitely a name that we've talked a lot about here locally over the past 24 hours. I'm not sure the Browns view him as a legitimate coaching candidate. I think they love him as a coordinator. I think Andrew Berry wants this his first head coach hire, so I think he wants to take his time. I will say Schwartz is a possibility, but I don't think it's likely that he'd end up as the head coach of the Browns.
Emmett Golden, ESPN Radio, covers the Browns. Emmett, appreciate your time as always, and we'll check in with you as soon as we can, man. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it, as always.
No doubt. Emmett Golden joining us. We'll come back, reset the program for you. News from the desk, cut up, top of the hour. We want you to join us for that at 410-583-1057. Reset all of your Ravens topics. Your chance to vent is coming up in a matter of minutes, and we've got Nolan's final Dirty Dozen of 2025.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen, the 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, Vinny's on vacation, so Nolan McGraw, last couple of weeks, he's been tasked with the Dirty Dozen, a challenge he met head on. Regular season has come to an end. So, Nolan, this is for, let me stress, the regular season. We'll do the playoff stuff with our picks and all the good stuff in relation to that in a couple of days, but let's close out the year of 2025 with your Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, revisit of how it looked entering week 18. The Packers were number 12, sort of a de facto pick. Chargers 11, Bills were 10. Number 9 was the Eagles. Texans came in at 8, Rams at 7, Bears were 6th, and your top 5 in this order: Jaguars, Broncos, Niners, Patriots, and Seahawks reigning supreme. So now this is to put a bow on the entire season. Number 12 and number 11 are look exactly the same. Packers at 12, Chargers at 11. Again, the de facto part of it, not really trying to knock the Packers here, but my other choices were Pittsburgh and Carolina. So,
oh, hell no.
Pretty easy choice there. Pretty easy choice. And, I mean, the Packers could still make some noise in the playoffs.
But
not really
better,
dismissing that.
Because it sounds like LaFleur could be on the hot seat there.
I know we're kind of off the retread conversation. Wouldn't mind him in here in Baltimore, just saying. Chargers at 11. Again, these rankings here this week, hard to justify a lot of movement because games didn't have the most importance. I mean, the Chargers rested Justin Herbert. They sealed their fate in that one. So it's not really the loss that keeps them here at 11. It's just kind of status quo, I guess. Eagles were number 10. So this is actually a slight move back here. I flipped them and the Bills. They were the exact opposite last week. Now the Bills are 9, the Eagles are 10. Reason for doing so, just have a better feeling about the Bills entering the playoffs. The Eagles, to their credit, did beat the Bills, which you're saying, Nolan, what the hell's going on here?
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
But I didn't really care for the Eagles packing it in and giving up on the 2 seed in the way they did. As we know, the Bears lost as well. So the 2 seed was there for the taking. Didn't even entertain playing starters for a half. See what was going on with Chicago. Try to make a run for it. Just said, nope, we're prioritizing health. Hard to argue against that. But at the same time, home field advantage matters a lot.
Yeah, and Sirianni is taking a lot of heat for that decision, too.
Rightfully so, in my opinion. Rams are number 8. They really stumbled down the stretch. You know how I feel about Matthew Stafford. I'm still a believer. That's my MVP.
You know, he was friends with Clayton Kershaw when they were kids.
And that's why he deserves MVP. Yes. But point is, they did not play their best ball down the stretch. So we're looking at a shaky team, a team that maybe could be falling off at the wrong time. It would be them. Still look at that roster as being as close to complete as you want. Bears, another team that's lost some big games here down the stretch. They're number 7 for me this week. They're down from 6 last week. Again, you know, you talk about the games. They didn't exactly go out there and try to command and take that 2 seed as well. I could knock them for that. So feel okay with that. When we get to the top 6, this is where it gets tough. Niners, big tumble here. They went from being number 3 down to number 6 for me this week. You lose to the Seahawks on the surface, not egregious, but they did not look good at all. They did not look up to the fight. They did not look like a playoff team, did not look like a week ago where I was saying, I still feel comfortable with the Seahawks being number 1, but man, the Niners are making a strong case.
And their offense was really
putting
up some points there.
Right. So that's a justified tumble for me because, again, number 5 Texans, 9 wins in a row. Again, what does week 18 matter? But still, you win 9 in a row, you're on fire right now. They may be the hottest team in the National Football League. Jaguars are number 4. Slight improvement for them. They're up from 5. Another team that's been just doing nothing but winning down the stretch. To get to 13 wins this year, absolutely incredible. I knocked them early on. I used the word fraudulent multiple times to describe this team.
That is correct.
I was wrong. I'm eating crow for now. For now.
Uh-huh.
Number 3 is the Broncos. Your number 1 seed. That's right. I got the Patriots ahead of them. Patriots are number 2 for me. Reason why? All right, maybe I'm biased. I saw the Patriots up close and personal when they played the Ravens. But man, I don't know. As much as I want to knock Drake May compared to Matthew Stafford, he is in the MVP conversation. And even though there's an inexperience factor here, I would feel better about him than I would about a Bo Nix right now.
Two guys in the same draft class, as a matter of fact.
And then, of course, number 1, it's still the Seahawks. How could you not? They beat the Niners. They've answered every call. They've beaten the best. Therefore, they are the best. But again, this quarterback conversation, can't shake that feeling when it comes to Darnold. He rose to the occasion against the Niners, you know, unlike what he did last year, wilting down the stretch with the Vikings. But now you got that bye. You're sit around here for a little bit. How do you answer the call at home in a big atmosphere there in the divisional round?
Hey, look, we're Ravens fans. Ravens are on the outside looking in. But I think Sam Darnold will be the reason they do not advance deep into the postseason. But we've been wrong before. And real quick, Nolan, I would have to say Kansas City, Detroit, and Baltimore not being in the dirty dozen, probably the biggest surprise of this NFL season.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at other teams here. Yeah, you're 100% right. Those are the biggest disappointments.
We'll come back. Take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. It is news from the Nest. So it's all about you next. Your postmortem on the Ravens season. Now we look ahead to reviving the monster that we think they could still be. Is the Lamar window closing rapidly, or is it still wide open? Kevin Ostreicher still thinks there could be some drama when it's all said and done with getting his contract renegotiated. So join us then. Then we got buy or sell. Let's turn up the money, hopefully, at that portion of the program. But the 12 o'clock hour is all about you, the people. Get in here. 410-583-1057. Turn up Tuesday. Bob Eddie, Nolan McGraw, and Alex Scamponi over here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.